Eva Codra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thought Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And we're starting off with the ladies this week, and it's the lovely, sweet voice of Anne Breen singing the praises of Galway Bay.
Scorned us to
I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear isle across the Irish Sea. Anne Breen, wasn't that nice? And we're staying in County Galway for this next track from Daniel O'Donnell. Now, we more than likely will get another Daniel in before the end of the programme. We'll see. But Daniel now is taking us to the beautiful district of Connemara, which is in County Galway, with its mountains and its rivers and its beautiful streams. And, well, it's just a wonderful place to be. And Daniel is singing for us a Connemara cradle song.
Wings of the wind o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Winds of the night, may your fury be crossed. May no one that's dear to our island be lost. Blow the winds gently, can be the foam. Shine the light brightly to guide them all home. Hear the wind blow, dear. Hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The carracks tomorrow will stand on the shore, and Daddy go sailing no more. Men will be drying the nets, heaven bless. And safe in my arms, dear, contented he'll rest. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow.
Seemingly recorded when he was but a young lad. He sounded very young on that, did he not? Daniel O'Donnell and the Connemara Cradle Song. And now for another one of my favourite Irish female vocalists. It's Dolores Keane. And she's singing the song that I play quite regularly on Sounds Irish because I love it. It tells the story of a young man who's leaving his home here in Ireland to go to work in America, as thousands did. And he's going into Ellis Island. That's the immigration where he has to go through. And he's standing there alone and he's feeling very lonely and thinking of all the folks back home and wondering what the future has in store for him. Well, apparently it all worked out well, because it's his granddaughter now that's telling the story of my grandfather's emigrant eyes. And listen to the lyrics, friends. It tells a beautiful story.
Old Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball. decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of a dawn. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. Dawn of the century pilgrims bound by the dream that they shared. They were standing in lines just like cattle, poked and sorted and shout. Somewhere one desk away from sweet freedom, some tone from someone they love. Through this sprawling tower of Babel came a young man confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's ever-blinked eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's rocks and stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day he sailed through the harbor, came ashore on the island of tears. My grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his He gave me the gift of this country and the look in his emigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing, working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant guys.
Don't take it for granted, says my grandfather's emigrant eyes. I think the other version of that I played recently was by the Byrne sisters. That's my favourite version. Dolores Keane, she gives it all she's got. It tells a wonderful story. A couple of things about this next track. I played it on the programme a little while ago and it aroused, well, a little bit of interest and people asked for it again. Well, firstly, it's rather longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. It's by a group called Golden Bough and it tells the story of John Reilly. Now, John Reilly left Ireland because of the hunger and, like thousands and hundreds and thousands of others, and he went to America, but all John ever knew was farming, and he couldn't get work, so he joined the army. Listen, I let Golden Bough tell you the story of John Reilly.
John Reilly came from Galway town in the years of the Irish hunger. He sailed away to America when the country was much younger. The place was strange and work was scarce, and all he knew was farming. So he followed his other Irish friends to a job in the U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. They march down to Texas, way to the banks of the Rio Grande. They built a fort on the banks above the Tonto Santiani. They were treated bad and paid worse, then the fighting started. The more they fought, the less they thought to the damned old U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. When the church bells rang on Sunday morn, it set his soul a shiver. Saw the senoritas wash their hair on the far side of the river. John Riley and 200 more Irish mercenaries cast their lot, right or not, south of the Rio Grande. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. Bravely under the flag of the San Patricio, till the Yankee soldiers beat them down at the Battle of Churubusco. Then 15 men were whipped like mules, their cheeks were hot iron branded, made to dig the graves of 50 more who a hanging fate had handed. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. John Riley sits and drinks alone at a bar in Veracruz. He wonders if it matters much if you win or if you lose. I'm a man who can't go home, a vagabond, says he. A victim of some wanderlust and divided loyalty. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory.
Gordon Bough, telling us of the escapades of John Riley. I say at the beginning of the programme that we have all styles, types, kinds and genre of Irish music. Well, we're changing the style now, because this time we're giving you country and Irish. Now, regular listeners will know that country and Irish is, well, does what it says on the tin. It's a country song or a song done in a country style and it's Irish. Here, for instance, one of the great exponents of country and Irish is John Hogan, and he's giving us one of the most popular of all the country and Irish songs, written by Johnny Cash, no less. And this is John Hogan's version of 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores at Donadie. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows, and there's 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I wanna see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. That I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spade the turf. I'd to see again the thatching of the straw the women clean. I'd walk from Cork to Lorne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I wanna see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
A song written by Johnny Cash, as I said earlier, on his way home from Ireland, where he'd spent a very happy holiday. And he wrote that on the plane going home, Johnny Cash. Sung for us there by John Hogan, 40 Shades of Green. I think it was on last week's programme, or maybe the week before, that I played Paddy Riley singing The Town I Love So Well, a song written by Phil Coulter. That was about Derry. I'm going to play you another song that has happy memories for me, because I think I've told you on many occasions how I worked for 7 years with a band stationed in Ballina, County Mayo, and we used to do regular trips to the UK and to America, and we used to play in various Irish centres and venues around those countries. And one of the songs that I was asked for on one of the tours was this next track. And I didn't know the song, but the band leader knew it, or partly knew it. And we put together an arrangement of it, and it went down very well. I want to play for you now Trudy Lawler, whose voice I like a lot. And she's singing the praises of lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. That's way up in the northwest of Ireland, and the River Foyle on which Derry stands. Derry is a beautiful city. Anyway, enough of my prattle. Here's Trudy Lawler singing the praises of lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle.
A place of great fame, and it lies to the north. Now I'll tell you its name. 'Tis my own little birthplace, and it's on Irish soil, and they call it lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. Now I courted a wee girl, for her age was 19. that ever you see. For her cheeks were like roses, and her hair waved in coil, and she came from lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. I was young, I was restless, like the rest of the boys. I had not many sorrows, nor yet many joys. I worked hard for a living, all day I did toil, far away from dear old Derry, on the banks of the Foyle. Girl, I know I will build her a mansion, and no more need we toil, far away from lovely Derry, on the banks of the Foyle. I'll go to old Ireland, and it's married I'll be. I will leave resign from the sea. I'll wed with my Mary, and for her I will toil. We will live in lovely Derry, on the banks of the Foyle. Yes, we live in lovely Derry, on the banks of the Foyle.
Trudy Lawlor, lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle, and a lovely job she made of that too. Now we're getting back to country and Irish again, although I'm not quite sure about the Irishness of this as a song, but I know the performers are definitely Irish, or were. Logue and McCool, a duo that are no longer together, and they both had disabilities as far as I can remember. One was blind and I think the other was a wheelchair user, but they made a fantastic number of tracks, country, all mostly country. And this tells the story of a couple who planned to run away together and live happily ever after. And, well, I'll tell you what, listen to the lyrics. Logan McCool will sing for us the story of Love Me If You Get There.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, "Boy, you may not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me much, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see.
And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of the church where me and grandpa stopped to pray, I know I've never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said those words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Now, I am aware that that wasn't the original of that, but that's the Irish version by Logan McCool of Love Me If You Get There. They did, as I said earlier, some wonderful material. Now, we're going to liven it up a bit with the help of Barnbrack. In fact, you're getting three for the price of one here. Take a listen to Barnbrack, and if you feel like it, join in and sing. I think they do a great job on this track.
Oh, when I was just a young boy, sure I longed to see the world, to sail across the sea in ships and see the sails unfurl. I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I wandered far and wide, and of travel I've had my fill. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the Isle of Contaré, where the oak and the ash and the bunny rowan tree are all a-growing greener in the Isle of Contaré. Now I've learnt it more to life than to wander and to roam. Happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home, for money can't buy happiness and money cannot find. So I'm going back tomorrow to the girl I left behind. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the Isle of Contaré, where the oak and the ash and the bunny rowan tree are all a-growing greener in the Isle of Contaré. Come single bell and bow, unto me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, for it's a devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me tooralooralai, and me tooralooraladdy, and me tooralooralai, and my tooralooraladdy. When the captain came downstairs, he spied the situation. In spite of all my prayers, I was marched up to the station. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching. And I got 6 months hard for me courting in the kitchen. With me tooralooralai, and me tooralooraladdy, and me tooralooralai, and my tooralooraladdy.
Who are you, my pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? Who are you, my pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? She answered me right modestly, I am me mammy's darling. With the dear I am, for little lad, I may fall the little dear I owe. Will you come to my mammy's house when the moon is shining clearly? Will you come to my mammy's house when the moon is shining clearly? I went to the house, she let me in, devil the one to hear us. With me to Raya, for the little lad, I mean all the little there I owe.
She took me by the lily white hand, led me to the table. She took me by the lily white hand, led me to the table. Plenty of wine for the soldier boy to drink if he is able. But to Raya, father little lad, I me father little Raya. And when will you return again? When will we be married? When will you return again? When will we be married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, we might then get married. Turaya, folded little lad, tie me folded little Turaya.
Now we come to another track from that multi-talented family, the Black family. They, of course, were familiar with Mary and Frances, but they can all perform and they're a wonderful musical family. This song they're singing, a bit of fun, it's a Scottish song actually, but the lass from Killiecrankie, and there's some wonderful instrumental work on it. Take a listen to the Black family.
When I was young, I used to be as fine a lad as you could see. And the Prince of Wales invited me to come and join his army.
Turralurralurralur, she's as sweet as honeydew. Turralurralurralur, the lass from Killiecrankie.
Now I'm old and getting frail, just like a dog without a tail. All for the sake of Jane McNeil, the lass from Killiecrankie.
Turralurralurralur, she's as sweet as honeydew. Turralurralurralur, the lass from Killiecrankie.
One day as at the door I sat, and as she passed I raised me hat. And because her little nose was wet, I offered her me hanky.
Turralurralurralur, she's as sweet as honeydew. Turralurralurralur, the lass from Killiecrankie.
Jane says, "Aye, you're looking smart, and wouldn't you take a chance at that?" She smiled and nearly broke me heart, the lass from Killiecrankie.
Turralurralurralur, she's as sweet as honeydew. Turralurralurralur, the lass from Killiecrankie.
Says to me, "Would you like to spend an hour or three upon your darling's hanky?"
Turralurralurralur, she's as sweet as honeydew. Turralurralurralur, the lass from Killiecrankie.
Very soon I jumped up for on a thistle I sat down, and I nearly jumped o'er the banks and braes at Killiecrankie.
Turralurralurralur, she's as sweet as honeydew. Turralurralurralur, the lass from Killiecrankie. Turralurralurralur, she's as sweet as honeydew. Turralurralurralur, the lass from Killiecrankie.